Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Angel Manghuel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop misplays the ball. That's an error on Knoop. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv fires to first and has Rudy trapped. There's the throw to Patek, who tags Rudy for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. One out. Angel Manghuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghuel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy throws the ball into Green, who tags Keo, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Paul Splitterv. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Monty Montgomery now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy bunts towards the mound. Montgomery fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Otis out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick is hit by the pitch. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seguí is 0-for-1 in the game. Seguí hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek bunts towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green fields it and throws to first for one. The throw to second, and they've got Patek trapped. There's the throw back to Green, who tags Patek for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Duncan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields the ball and throws to Segui covering. Safe. Otis scores. Schall moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday pinch hits for Dick Green. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Diego Segui. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Dwayne Anderson now playing second base. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoop moves to second. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Knoop scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 3 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Montgomery covering, for the out. Rudy moves to second. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.